Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Holy Saturday, and from England, we hear from Father Richard Aunsworth, prior and parish priest of Holy Cross in Leicester, and lecturer in New Testament at Blackfriars in Oxford. His preaching today is entitled, Today We Wait.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. For we who have believed enter that rest, as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall never enter my rest, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has somewhere spoken of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this passage he said, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, again he appoints a certain day, today, saying through David so long afterwards, in the words already quoted, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. Normally, when I write a sermon for Word, I look to see what the gospel of the day is and base my sermon on that. But today I'm preaching for Holy Saturday, and there is no gospel of the day. Today is the day when everything stops and we just wait. No mass, no baptisms, no weddings or funerals. Today, we just wait. Although there is no gospel set for today, we do have the readings for the divine office. And the reading I just read comes from the Office of Readings. And I want to say something about why we read these words from chapter 4 of Hebrews on Holy Saturday. The obvious reason is the theme of rest. Today is the day when Christ's body rests in the tomb. And today is the Sabbath day, that is, Saturday, the day of rest laid down in the law of Moses. Of course, we have a Saturday every week, but I do think that Holy Saturday is the Saturdayest of all Saturdays. It is, if you will, the ultimate in Sabbaths. In chapter 3 of Hebrews, the author meditates upon the line that ends Psalm 94, as I swore in my anger, they shall not enter my rest, and invites us to see how this refers particularly to the moment when the people of Israel had been brought by God to the very threshold of the promised land, but then failed to enter it because of their lack of faith at the crucial moment. So this rest of God is a reference to entry into Canaan. But now in chapter 4, he shows how actually the real rest of God is not some geographical location, but the eternal rest of God upon which he entered when he'd completed the work of creation in 6 days. So the situation we find ourselves in is analogous to that of the wilderness generation, except that where they had been brought to the threshold of the land of Canaan, we have been brought where? Well, to the threshold of heaven itself. And as indeed the Jewish people in the first century believed, the celebration of the Sabbath not only looks back to how God rested on the seventh day of creation, but also looks forward to the day when God will grant his people an entry into his own eternal rest, some kind of share in his heavenly life. Where the author of Hebrews differs from his fellow Jews who have not converted to Christ is in recognizing that this entry into God's rest has now been made possible definitively by Jesus, by his death and resurrection, although Hebrews sees these two things very much as two sides of the same coin, as essentially a single moment in salvation history. So when I said that Holy Saturday is the ultimate in Sabbaths, I really meant it. Holy Saturday, for the author of Hebrews, lying as it does in the middle of this single moment in human history, in salvation history, between Christ's death and his resurrection. This really is the ultimate Sabbath, the last Sabbath. Because now, for the Christian, there is no more waiting. Although, liturgically speaking, today we imagine Christ resting in the tomb, the truth is that he is not. He has gone before us into heaven, and today and every day he is waiting for us to follow him.